Why some trees stay green all year round. There was once a little brown bird who was hopping along the path. As she looked up into the sky, she saw her mother, her father, her brothers and her sisters flying away to the warm countries. "Oh," she said, "I wish I could fly too, but I can't. I've broken my wing." She could only hop. She needed some shelter, and she looked around and she saw the great big sycamore tree standing tall and proud. "Well," she said, "that's where I could go." She hopped all the way to the great sycamore tree with its beautiful smooth trunk. "Oh, sycamore tree," she said, "can you help me? I'm a little brown bird with a broken wing, and I can't fly away to the warm countries. Please may I shelter under your branches and rest underneath your leaves?" And the sycamore tree looked down and said, "No, no, you're just a little brown bird with a broken wing. Ooh, you might dirty me. Go away now." The little brown bird hopped on. She needed to find some shelter, for it was growing colder and colder. She hopped until she came to the willow tree. "Willow tree, beautiful willow tree, may I shelter underneath your hanging branches? May I rest underneath your leaves?" And the willow tree hung down and said, "Leave me alone. I'm very unhappy today, and I don't want to be disturbed by anybody. Go away now." The little brown bird hopped on. She hopped and hopped away till she came to... she came to the strongest tree of all. She came to the great oak tree. Oak tree, will you please help me? I'm a little brown bird with a broken wing, and I can't fly away to the warm countries." The mighty oak tree looked down and said, "No, I am the strongest tree of all. Leave me alone. Go away from me. You might steal my acorns." Little brown bird hopped away, and she did not know where to go. But as she hopped down the path, she came close to the pine tree. And the pine tree said, "Little brown bird, why are you so sad? I can't fly away to the warm countries." "Shelter on my branches," said the pine tree. "Hop close to me and smell my beautiful scent." "Oh, I'd like to," said the little bird, "but I'm too weak. I haven't got the strength." "Then speak to my cousin, the juniper tree, for he has beautiful berries." "Oh, thank you." And the little brown bird hopped over to the juniper tree and said, "Juniper tree, can you help me?" "Of course I can," said the juniper tree, and bent down and gave beautiful berries that boys and girls cannot eat. And the little brown bird ate them up and was stronger again. But as the little brown bird tried to hop back to the pine tree for shelter, the north wind began to blow. Oh, the wind is so cold," said the little brown bird. "I cannot fly any more." But then the big, tall Scots pine stood up and said, "Do not be afraid, little brown bird. My name is Douglas Fir, and I will stop the wind blowing on you." And so it was he did. He stood tall and proud, and the wind blew this way and the wind blew that way, and the little brown bird was able to hop over to the pine tree and climb up into the branches of the pine tree and put her head under her wing, her good wing, and settle down to sleep. For the north wind blew, and the north wind blew hard, and cold it was. And snow came over the land, and it covered the pine tree and the juniper tree and the Douglas fir. And when the north wind came to the great sycamore tree, the sycamore tree said, "Hey, mind my branches, mind my leaves." But the north wind said, "No, no, you did not help the little brown bird. You gave her no shelter at all, so I will give you no peace." And the north wind blew so hard that all the leaves from the sycamore tree fell to the ground. And the wind blew on till it came to the willow tree.
"Oh, please don't blow me so hard. Oh, she
I need my leaves to keep me warm.
No, said the North Wind, you did not help the little brown bird. You gave that bird no shelter when she was cold. So I will blow you, I will show you, I will make you see what a cruel tree you could be.
And blew all the willow leaves down to the ground. And the North Wind blew on till it came to the oak tree.
Oh, you don't frighten me, North Wind. I'm the strongest tree in the forest. Oh, no!
And the North Wind did blow, and it blew down all the acorns and all the leaves and the old branches from the oak tree. And the North Wind blew on, saying, if you will not help little brown birds, I will not help you. And so it was. All the trees who helped the little brown bird, they kept their leaves, and still do to this very day. But all the trees who did not help, and there are a lot of them, their leaves are blown to the ground to make the earth rich every year.